The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
All the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah. John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
For as long as I can remember, I have been afraid of the water. While I enjoy spending time at the beach, you will rarely find me in the water. Reading in a comfy chair or walking in the surf is pleasant, but I don't like getting my hair wet or stepping on things that I can't identify. And then there's always my looming fear of sharks. Backyard pools bring to mind the fear of a child drowning. The creek in our backyard becomes a threatening hazard when there is heavy rain. Even Bay Lake in Disney World, the happiest place on earth, has been tainted by the threat of alligators. For me, the water is a symbol of confusion and fear, unknown and unseen danger. From the very beginning of creation, water was a fathomless deep which God divided to create the sky. God pushed the waters back to create dry land. According to scripture, the deeps are the habitation of Leviathan and other monsters. And even when God is freeing the Hebrew people from slavery in Egypt, God does not give swimming lessons. But rather, God parts the sea, making safe passage on dry land. In contrast to the dangers contained in the waters, the prophet Isaiah sings today about God's vast love. God says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." Scriptural witness proclaims that water is a place of chaos, uncertainty, and danger, a place that we should only venture with the aid of God's divine protection. And yet, that is exactly where God sends Jesus in his baptism. God sends Jesus into the water, the place of unknown hazards, the place of fear and danger. Some might say that I am an overprotective parent, and to be fair, I've done my part to earn that title. When our daughter was little, I was vigilant and making sure that our home was safe. When she was older, before she was allowed to play at someone else's home, I called, talked to the parents, made sure there were no guns in their home, that no one would be drinking alcohol. Her pajamas were flame retardant. We had an escape plan in case of fire. And so, I hate to sound judgy this morning, judgy of the parenting skills of God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, but really sending your son out into the water? I'm not sure that was safe or wise or prudent. Terrible things can happen in the water. And here is Jesus, about to start 3 years of ministry that will include healing and teaching and feeding hungry people. He has a difficult road ahead of him, and some will believe him and trust in him, but others will scorn, persecute, deny, and threaten him. And in preparation for this difficult journey, God sends Jesus into the water. Now, had I been standing on the edge of the Jordan River, I would have said, "Hey, Jesus, where's your life jacket? Or watch out for the jellyfish, the sharks, and the alligators. Beware of the riptides. Stay in the shallow water." But no, Jesus goes right up to John, plunges him deep down into the water, and Jesus rises from the deep with water in his eyes and up his nose, and as Jesus catches his breath, God's voice proclaims, "You are my son, my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Well, I'm glad that God was pleased, but was it really necessary to send Jesus into, of all places, the water? While I prefer my feet on solid, firm ground, that is not the way of life. Daily, God sends us into dangerous, uncertain waters where the health and wholeness of our bodies and souls and hearts and spirits are threatened. Bad things happen to us. People we love get sick. Some die. Hearts are broken. Jobs are lost. Lives are destroyed by divorce, addiction, mental illness. People challenge our value and worth, say mean, hurtful, hateful things, try to tear us down, make us feel weak, unwanted, and unloved. Life is risky and challenging and overwhelming and stressful, and on some days, so very hard. And so whether I like it or not, daily, we are called into the deep waters. Waters that are over our head and full of all kinds of things that can hurt us. When life takes us into the deep water, the same water that the prophet Isaiah sang about, Jesus' entrance into those waters in his baptism teaches us an important truth. We are not the first ones in the water. Jesus has already gone ahead of us. It's not that we are farthest from God when we are at our lowest point, but that we are simply treading water where Jesus has already been swimming. There is nowhere we can go that Jesus has not already been. There is nowhere we can go that Jesus is not already right beside us, holding our hands, keeping us afloat. When we find ourselves exactly where we never wanted to be, if somehow we are able to listen through our fear and our pain and our tears and our worry, perhaps we might hear the echoing words of the one who loves us so very much, saying to us, "You are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased." Right now, on this Sunday morning, some among us are facing tremendous challenges. The deep waters are threatening to overwhelm. In your life, are the waters rising the fear mounting, the anxiety increasing? Are you worried that the deep waters might actually swallow you up? If so, then this sermon is especially for you. God loves you, loves everything about you. You are exactly as God created you to be. God is well pleased with you, every one of you. When the waters are rising and threatening to overwhelm you, God is with you, holding you up, giving you strength, sustaining you. You're not in the water alone. Jesus is with you, and Jesus will see you through to safety, help you find sure footing on dry, solid ground. Today, as we prepare our hearts and minds to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, and as you approach the altar today, I invite you to remember your baptism, to place your fingers in the baptismal water, to trace that cross on your forehead and say, "I am God's beloved child. All will be well." You can keep your head above the water. Beloved and bedraggled in the waters of life, we know with certainty this one thing. Jesus went into the water and came out again. And so indeed shall we. Amen.